The 2014 edition of the Earl Yerrick Memorial Fly-In took place on Saturday, April 12th at Hamilton Owens Airport in Columbia. Great crowds, a lot of interesting aircraft. SHAFE member Barry Avant brought down Bones, his C-47, and a T-6 trainer like the ones used in World War II to train Allied flyers. Pilot of the T-6 is Jim Zazas, who spent a few moments talking about a truly classic aircraft.
And you fly for Barry Avant. You flew the T-6 in this morning.
I brought the SJ-6. The Navy called it SJ, and the Army Air Force has called them AT-6s. Same airplane.
How many years have you been flying a T-6?
Oh, wow. Close to 30.
Is it a good plane?
It's a wonderful airplane. I love it.
And historically, an important plane, because during World War II, I would dare say most American, British pilots, they trained on a T-6.
American pilots, British pilots, Canadian pilots. The Army Air Force, I mentioned previously, called it the AT-6. The Navy called it the SNJ. The Canadians called it the Harvard. Same airplane. But the vast majority of your pilots in World War II, and again, going into Korea, learned to fly on the T-6.
Tell me just a little bit about the plane. Discuss the T-6 with me.
Well, what would you like to know?
Easy plane to fly, fun plane.
The airplane is an easy airplane for hands-on flying. It's very, very light on the controls in the air, but it is a demanding aircraft to fly it well. That being, it has a high center of gravity and a narrow wheelbase, so it requires a lot of footwork when you're landing the aircraft. You have to be on ahead of the airplane, you have to be on top of the airplane, and get a good feel for what it's doing. But in the air, it's two fingers. It's very, very light, very responsive. The beautiful thing about the T-6 is that it emulated, it mimicked the characteristics of a lot of the World War II fighters that were being fielded at the time. But more importantly, it allowed the pilot how to think with his feet, how to think with his hands, where he needs to have his left hand, where he needs to have his right hand. That said, right hand on the control stick, feet on the rudder pedals. Now what are you going to do with the left hand? You're going to use that for your propeller control, your mixture control, your throttle, your trim settings, your fuel selector. Left hand's going to be busy doing a lot of things. And then on the right side, a lot of aircraft had the switches for the electrics, the radios, things like that. And at that time, yes, you'll make the transfer over. A lot of T-6 had those switches forward, so your hand is still on the control stick, and your left hand is manipulating the various switches as necessary.
And you were telling Ken Berry, in fact, it made it easy for pilots to transition out of a T-6 into something like a P-51 or an F-4U Corsair.
Exactly, yes, because the setup was very similar. You go into the P-51, well, your throttle and your propeller control, your mission control, your trims, your fuel selector, everything was there with your left hand. And your right hand is on the stick, your feet are on the pedal. So it made the transition very, very logical, made it much easier for the pilot. He didn't have to look around the cockpit going, where is everything? What do I need to do now?
Well, thank you very much. That was very impressive when you all flew in this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. That was fun.